This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, so I think people are expecting Nick Caserio to do something this week. And, I mean, based on what we've seen from him, I'm not saying it's a crazy thing, but I think you brought up a really good point about the Texans' approach and why what we're anticipating perhaps has already happened, and we need to take that into account when it comes to observing, watching, viewing the Texans this week in the draft.
Yeah, sometimes they tell you something and you're always going to have kind of like a raised eyebrow. You're going to be curious about it. Are they really telling us these things for another reason? Is, you know, kind of taking us off the scent? No, I think in this case, they told us exactly what they really believe and what's really going to happen. They like the picks in the second and third round, the players in the second and third rounds, and they also told us with their actions. They already made their draft day deal. It just wasn't on draft day. Like they got 2 second-round picks, 42 and 59. That's something you would normally see them do on draft night or day one, day early day two, whatever. They have, you know, 2 fourth-round picks. You know, so they've already done the deals. Adam Schefter was talking about it in a piece he did for ESPN, all the news that he's been able to cull from different teams all over. One thing I know the Texans are going to do, he said, is Nick Caserio is going to make some deals. Made 4 deals last year, 3 the year before. Nah, he's already done that. That we're set. It's going to be 42 and 59 unless they just tweak it a little bit and move up one or two spots.
I mean, it would be like, yeah, if we went into this draft and the Texans had the 23rd overall selection, and all of a sudden at 22, Roger Goodell goes up there, or 23, yeah, I should say, he goes up there and he says, all right, we have a 3-way trade. The Houston Texans have traded the 23rd pick in exchange for Minnesota's 42nd pick.
Yeah.
And the Texans receive Stephon Diggs while the Bills get the Minnesota second round pick next year. Mm-hmm. That if that 3-way trade happened, we'd be saying, damn, that Nick Caserio is crazy right there.
Yeah.
Kind of did it early now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got it out of the way. So I do think that's a good way to approach it. I think it's actually it puts it in perspective where we're at. Like, it's not, it's almost unrealistic to expect him to do anything much crazier than that. Like, how much more wild of a draft day trade do you get there?
Yeah, think about this. The Texans right now have 9 draft picks in the upcoming draft. 6 of them have already come from other teams. Like, 6 of their 9 draft picks have come from other teams already. So Minnesota, Philadelphia, Cleveland, you know, so he's already done. Like, this is, like, they're telling us what they're going to do. Sometimes you got to believe them. Now, they might surprise us a little bit and something happens and they change their minds on a player or whatever. But no, they've been saying, love those picks. We're going to be able to move around. We like our guys already. Might be able to have this bucket of players that we're going to have access to. So they've already made their deal. They're set. They're like on Friday and Saturday, we're going to see picks fall at or around where they already are. They're not going to be a lot of movement like he usually does because that's already been done.
Here's the other thing that I'm kind of, and maybe this is an unfair connection. Mm-hmm. I want you to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
But part of the reason why this is such an enjoyable time is because it's not like what we were previously involved in.
Oh.
And I'm going back to King Bill.
Yeah.
All the way through D'Amico. Like it's not mm-hmm. it's not the same way. But I do feel like I'm getting a little bit of deja vu here.
How's that?
Because the way in which this is being discussed, the last time the Texans didn't have a first round pick and they had a second round pick, all I was hearing
mm-hmm.
was, man, they really need a D lineman. They really need a D lineman. They need to draft the best D lineman available. Never mind the fact that there were some pounding the table saying, okay, it might not look like they need a running back right now, but they should draft Jonathan Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, they should draft Antoine Winfield. They need a safety. Not, we need a D lineman.
No.
Gross.
And they drafted Ross Blacklock, the best available D lineman. Mm-hmm. How'd that work out? He lasted 2 years.
Yeah.
Two very unflattering years.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like, and I'm not speaking for all of you, but it does feel like it's kind of, I'm kind of getting the same vibe. Well, they need a D lineman. They need to get that best D lineman available. They need to make that happen.
Yeah.
Let's not draft like that.
Mm-mm.
Let's not draft like that. Let's not handcuff them. They're not one player away. They need to stockpile as much talent as possible because one of the bigger, they don't have a lot of depth. Like at any position, the Texans don't have a lot of depth.
Yeah.
So this notion, oh, let's just draft the best available D lineman. I've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Especially in the second round. Let's not do that, please.
Yeah, and especially when, like, I just feel like Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans, who, by the way, are the only two people alive that kind of know what they're going to do at 42 and 59 or whatever the number is in the second round, I kind of feel like they already have their idea on a player. And it might be the big surprise might not be a draft day deal, but the position they draft, the player they draft. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, they, like, this is a big-time receiver and end up going there. I think it's going to be a linebacker personally, but I wouldn't be surprised. I think they've made these moves so early because they already know what's going to be there, or they feel they do, and they know what they like. So I would
but
be
they don't know what's going to be there, though. It's going to have to play out.
Have
a
good idea. Like, they do all these projections.
Or they just didn't love anything where they were. Yeah. Or they wanted Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. No, that too. Yeah.
So I think that's something to keep an eye on is, and just keep in mind, the last time we were saying, I'll just draft a D lineman.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? Ross Blacklock.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Disaster.
Who'd they pass on?
They passed on Antoine Winfield. They passed on Jonathan Taylor. They passed on a few people.
Yeah.
So let's be careful there.
Mm-hmm.
This might surprise you. I said this last week. I think the Texans need to draft a quarterback. Whether it's a developmental guy, obviously, that's the route they're going to go. But if they like one of these quarterbacks, and they actually had a visit with Spencer Rattler, whether it's Spencer Rattler, whether it's Travis out of Florida State, drafting these guys with those guys knowing that the best case scenario is for them not to be on the field and then be able to sit back and learn from C.J. Stroud, learn from Davis Mills,
mm-hmm.
a year from now, you're going to need a backup quarterback. So drafting a potential developmental guy I don't think is the worst thing. Case Keenum's not getting any younger. I don't know if Davis Mills wants to be the lifelong backup here. Maybe that's the scenario where Davis Mills just accepts that. Mm-hmm. But I am not opposed, much like San Francisco when they had Garoppolo and they'd been to Super Bowl and they'd had success, they were one of the best teams in the league, and they decided to kick the tires on Brock Purdy. You could do a lot worse things than drafting a developmental guy that sits around for a year, learns from CJ and learns from the guys, and then maybe this time next year you feel good enough about him being a backup. I actually think that's really valuable. I compare it to car insurance.
Yeah.
If you're never going to, in a perfect world, those guys never see the field. C.J. Stroud plays every snap, and there he goes. Yeah, you're never going to need the insurance. You're never going to need the car insurance.
Yeah.
Why am I paying this? I didn't get in any wrecks. Why the hell am I paying this $150 or whatever a month?
Yeah.
It's important, though. And if the Texans, with all these draft picks, if they feel that they can develop a quarterback behind C.J. Stroud, behind Davis Mills or whatever, I don't think it's the craziest thing. I saw that Spencer Rattler visited, and I was like, huh? And then I thought about it, and I was like, okay, Case Keenum, Davis Mills, final year of deal. Perhaps this is not the craziest thing to bring in a developmental guy.
I think you're right, and I also think there's a reason. I think Davis Mills, you might be able to get something for him. Something. And then you draft a guy. You have 2 fourth-round picks.
I don't want to trade Mills. He's our best backup. Yeah, no.
If you're playing a backup, you're not going to get where you need to go anyway.
Well, okay. Tom Brady.
Well, okay. okay, you know, Landry from what do you call your neighborhood? The Gessie. Okay, Landry from the Gessie.
Jeff Hostetler.
Yeah. Tom Brady was a sixth round pick. Okay.
Jeff Hostetler.
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy.
Yeah, Brock Purdy. What about that?
Mr. Irrelevant.
Brock Purdy, Jeff Hostetler. What about that?
I say it again.
How about Bernie Kosar winning a playoff game for the Cows or a big game for the Cows?
Okay. I say it again.
TJ Yates.
If you're playing your backup,
you're TJ Yates.
He didn't do anything.
He won a playoff game.
Okay. You're not going to get where you need to be or you where you think you're going to get. Yeah, I think you have 2 fourth-round picks. That's prime real estate for what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, and you still have Case Keenum. By the way, the other thing about Davis Mills, he hadn't earned squat. He started a lot of games in the NFL, fancies himself as a starting quarterback, wants to be a starting quarterback, and wants to get paid. He's made like, what, $3 million in his entire career, which sounds like a lot, but not for a quarterback. I think you can cut bait with Davis Mills, get some fifth-round pick, sixth-round pick, and then you're drafting a guy in the fourth round, you know, that you can develop, and he'll be around for a while.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Then we have the unis. Uniforms finally going to get released. Next time we turn on this microphone, John Lopez, the uniforms will be released. No leaks,
as
no assumptions.
As we're on the air.
Anything.
Are y'all going to rush the other show off?
The uniforms
like
will be released.
They can chill.
They can hang out.
I want to.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I'll talk about the uniforms.
That'll be good.
Oh, it's 10 a.m. tomorrow. We can break it down.
Yeah.
They're going to be released. They're going to have their video. We'll break every bit of it down. And then Hannah and Cal are joining us live.
Yeah.
Right here. It'll be a good day.
It's going to be a real good day.
Yeah. Lively. Be a lively show.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you're just foaming at the mouth for this.
Nah, look, I'm with you in spirit of like it's just uniforms, because I think the reality
it's
is
fine, man.
They're going to win a lot of games, I think, and that's more important. They're going to sell a lot of merchandise, and that's what's most important to them. I'm just tickled by the way they kind of could have done this differently and better. And no offense, just am. I mean, they could have done better.
Like as far as the result,
How it all came down, yeah. I think they're even changing.
Or could
right.
they have?
I think
they generated discussion, or could they have?
They did. They spelled the name as long as you spell the name right.
Yeah. So there you go. So maybe it went perfect. I do think Cal came out looking good.
Cal came out looking better than anyone.
Like amazing. Yeah. Cal came out looking really, really good.
Yeah. Better than anyone.
Are they going to be rocking gear?
Oh, for sure.
Cal and Hannah going to be wearing the hat.
He's going to wear that hat that actually looked really good on him in that post with his dog that jumps up on you. But sweet dog. Really sweet dog.
Well, yeah. You're making it seem like it's not very well trained.
No, that's fun. Well, it's not. But it's fun having a dog jump up on you and your pet. You know me. I love dogs.
So he ain't going to be at the uniform release party, I guess.
How big is the dog?
Maybe on a leash. I don't know. I think it's a lab. It's a big lab. Black Labrador.
Okay.
Yeah. Love those dogs. Love that dog. Great dog. Jumps up on you.
Not very well trained, huh?
In some ways, yes. In some ways, no. They'll tell you that. They told me that. I was like, it's cool.
How do they warn you? How do you warn someone that?
Oh, he'll come. He'll come running at you. He might run at you.
Oh, I'm he like, doesn't bite.
And I'm like, cool.
Is that ever like the worst encouragement when you go to a dog? Hey, he doesn't bite. Don't worry.
I mean, he's tackling me. He's like licking me. He's scratching me.
Yeah. He don't bite.
Yeah,
he
he's barking at me. Oh, don't worry. He doesn't bite.
He's friendly.
Really, is that all you got to worry about with a dog? Like of all the things, the possibilities
the mud,
that dogs
man.
Can do. Hey, he won't bite you. Yeah. He won't bite you.
Oh, good.
Okay, well, awesome.
How
do I get this drool off my face?
Now let's talk about the dry cleaning bill. Nah, that's a good dog. I like that dog.
I don't think you do.
I do. No, I love that dog. It was really friendly. I was wrestling with him and
Yeah, okay.
Petting him and everything.
Oh, else. Wrestling with him.
You know how they get you kind of rough
choice?
Him up. Yeah,
was
you kind of rough
it like
him
a defense
up.
Wrestle or was it like
no,
a fun
like
wrestle?
You're just kind of ref, you know, but yeah, messing around.
Who was making the first wrestling move? Was it him or you? Like,
I don't know.
Who started it?
Yeah, who was the like? Were you? Was it more like a defense? Because sometimes you got to defense wrestle a dog.
Sometimes it's mutual. Sometimes it's mutual.
So this one was mutual?
Sometimes they jump up on you and you want them to jump up on you.
How long was the match?
About 30 seconds.
Now, did he stop on his own or did they have to say his name?
Probably had to say his name. You know, I don't care.
You could have fooled me. Could have fooled me with the way you're talking about this. Goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. Uniforms tomorrow, draft this week. There's some drama in Washington. Apparently, Jaden Daniels does not like that it appeared Washington was going to select him. And then when he went to Washington, there was a quarterback out of LSU, for those of you that may not be familiar, there was a feeling that perhaps they were still involved in the process. And his agent went to Twitter and kind of called out Washington for doing this. What is going on there?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I do feel like that. I don't know if I believe that totally. That's just the agent being the agent, wanting to get some more assurances or whatever. Then there's talk about McCarthy, you know, going as well.
Yeah, J.J. McCarthy going in the top five.
Yeah.
Now, Jeremy Fowler, who, man, last year.
He got it nailed down?
Well, he's got it nailed down about like he would. Last year when the Texans were going to take number two overall, Jeremy Fowler basically said the Texans could take Bryce Young unless they take C.J. Stroud. And if they don't take C.J. Stroud, Will Levis is in play, as is Anthony Richardson.
Okay, so one of those four quarterbacks.
Yeah, that was his report.
Gotcha.
Let's see if he can kind of narrow it down a little more. Maybe a year makes a difference. This is Jeremy Fowler this year on his report of the number two overall pick.
It does feel like that there is some smoke here. That's sort of undeniable at this point. I spoke to somebody who's involved in Daniels' process who does openly wonder, is Daniels looking at his options right now? Now, he has had interest in playing for the Raiders. That is real.
Sure.
Staying on the West Coast, reuniting with Antonio Pierce from their Arizona State days. But they picked 13th. It's going to be hard to make that sort of trade happen. Intrigue in Minnesota as well. That's not to say that he doesn't have interest in playing for Washington eventually. Was told to me this has not gone as smoothly as it should for a player who's a viable candidate for the number two overall pick. It should be sort of pretty clear at this point. Talking to people in Washington, they still expect that Daniels is, you know, a good candidate to be the pick here and could very well happen, but there's just a lot of smoke right now. I've reached out to his agency. I'm told there could be a statement at some point, but nothing
could be. Okay. All right. Thanks, Jeremy.
It could happen or it could not happen.
I'm more confused now than I was before.
And by the way, he sounds like Daniels gets to decide where he's going.
He might.
Like he's interested in the Raiders.
He could or he could not.
What options does he have? Didn't he say he's weighing his options? What options does he have?
Well,
he's going to go Eli Manning here? Well,
do you want me to answer that like Jeremy Fowler?
Yes.
Okay, he could agree to go to Washington if they draft him.
Sure.
Or he could not agree to go to Washington if they draft him. Now, if they don't draft him, then he could end up with the New England Patriots, or he could end up somewhere else, or
Raiders?
Someone could trade up to the Patriots pick, and they could take Daniels, or they could not, and he could go to four, or he could maybe fall to five, or he could fall the first round, or he could be a first-round pick.
Okay, so we got that cleared up.
Jeremy Fowler here, ESPN.
Good Lord.
Dude's all over the place, man.
Yeah, he is, you think?
Goodness gracious,
Absolutely.
Coming up. Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. We got a lot of stuff to confess. And I got to say, I've kind of been told that I'm a slime ball, but I actually think I played it the right way. We'll let you decide next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the Loophole. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. But we're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess.
I did not declare 25 Cuban cigars at customs yesterday afternoon, but it wasn't my fault.
Okay.
All right. So just coming clean. I had my box of Cuban cigars, which you can buy in Costa Rica. Go up to customs. Tells my wife, do you have any tobacco items, any alcohol, any whatever? You know, they always ask. She said, nope. He looked at me, said, you're good. So I had them in my bag. I went through the whole thing, the facial recognition that they do now and all that. And so he asked her if she had any. She did not have them. I had them in my bag.
What were you going to say?
If he asked me, I was going to say, yeah, I've got a couple of Cuban cigars. Well, I actually had 25. But so that's not bad, is it?
So you're a smuggler.
No, that's not bad, is it? He didn't ask me. He asked her.
So you're a drug mule.
I'm a mule, Figgy? There's nothing wrong with that, right?
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, Figgy?
Nah, they ain't asked me.
They didn't ask me?
If they ain't asked,
I
ain't going to tell.
Yeah, I'm not going to just offer up that they dig into my bag for some Cuban cigar.
That's all good.
They're delicious, by the way.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
With it at all. How much does cost you each?
I got them on the street in Jaco, Costa Rica, so it was a little cheaper.
They fake?
No, they're not. They're not. No,
they stepped on.
I've smoked them.
They stepped on.
No, yeah, they're not. I've already smoked.
Those cigs you got are stepped on, dog.
I've already had.
They black and mild.
No, they are not black and mild.
Whack and mild.
They are not black and mild. They are delicious Cohibas from Cuba.
So I went to the vet this week. Dog ended up in the hospital.
I heard about that.
She ate a, so we came home. We saw a big ass string of carpet gone. We just figured the vacuum maybe got it or something like that. Didn't think much of it. During the whole time, the dog started acting not like itself. It wasn't eating. It was throwing up. It was sad. All that. Took it to the vet. Took it back. Figured out that it had eaten something. And sure enough, it was the big ass string. It wrapped around the esophagus, to the stomach, to the tongue. We're treating the dog for pneumonia now, but she's starting to become a little bit normal. Here's my confession, though. We went and visited the dog a few times during this week-long-ish hospital stay. And as we were in the room where they bring the dog to visit, I started realizing that the dog was going to be okay. She was going to be better. She was a little bit lethargic. She had a cut on her belly and all that. And we were kind of happy about the good news that we were given.
Yeah.
And the baby was in a good mood as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
But as I went outside to use the restroom, I walked out and it was a crowded pet hospital and it didn't seem like the people in there had as much luck as we had. It seemed like there was probably some goodbye to some pets and all that type of stuff. So when I went back in the room, I told the wife, I said, hey, you gotta act upset when you walk out of here. You can't be walking out of
Why?
Here smiling. Because these people are upset. So I told her we gotta get the baby to quit laughing and stuff and give it the pacifier. And when we walk through here to the car, you gotta act upset.
Act like
too.
You lost your dog?
But you gotta act upset so that you're not sitting here gloating as these people
well,
are
you're
losing
not
their
gloating.
Dogs. But that's what I said, and she thought it was the stupidest thing ever.
It is.
And I might have taken it a step further because even as soon as I
you're
walked
crying?
Out.
I sniffled like
a
couple times, like as I was walking by, I sniffled too much. And she said that I was taking it too far and that I should have just walked out and been my normal self.
Well, you should have.
But these people were upset. They were there with their pets and they were concerned.
Like they were putting down some of these pets.
Yes. I don't know. They didn't look happy. So I felt guilty for being happy. So I told the wife to stop being happy. I told the baby to stop being happy. And then once we got out, we could get back to being happy and normal. But I thought that the walk out of the waiting room at least required
sad energy.
So you're actually
trying to be considerate, but that's dishonest. That's
I'm just trying
people
not
want
to
want a happy ending at the pet.
But
they're
vet. Not getting it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to sit there and act like I'm just on my merry way.
I've been on both those ends of that. I've been with the dog that's gone down and the dog that you end up getting good news. But no, man, I'm with your wife on this one. But good news all around, because that could have killed you. That could have killed Pacey.
I was like, yeah, she would have died.
Yeah, she would have died.
2 days. I was like. I did like the head nod to the lady.
Thank you.
Did the head nod to the two ladies.
Wish it would have ended up better. But
there were two ladies sitting there. I was like, how you doing, ma'am?
Yeah. Got to the car. Woo!
Woo, baby. Dodged the bullet.
Shoot, I didn't even get to the car. The door shut. The door shut.
Dodged the bullet with that one.
So what's for dinner?
I feel like my nose looks really bad and gross.
Yeah, it's bad.
Figgy?
It's nasty.
Let me look right at the camera at YouTube.
Pretty
and quit.
Gross.
I debated this morning, should I put a Band-Aid on there and just kind of keep it from looking worse? But you got to have the air on it, man. You got to have it scab up. I was up in the, and I'm not that guy that's going to end up talking about his vacation all the time, but if you've seen my gross-looking nose on YouTube and Twitch, there's a reason for it. We went up in 4 hours on ATVs up the mountain above the Costa Rican jungle, into the jungle. And the goggles for 4 hours.
Why, you want to do a vacation segment next?
I said I'm not that guy.
Damn.
But if you're looking at my nose, that's the reason why. The goggles just kept hitting and wearing it out. I'll wear a Band-Aid tomorrow if it doesn't look any better. I feel like everybody's looking at my nose.
Get a small Band-Aid. Like just
right just there, cover right here.
Yeah, just a little small one.
Probably should have done it today.
Done like that. Yeah.
Hey, one more confession since we're on the topic of where I was last week.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Watch this.
I brought us there.
Okay.
There's one thing about Costa Rica that you would absolutely love.
What's that?
They don't do daylight savings.
Well, they shouldn't.
They don't do daylight. They're right on the equator. So it gets light at 5 a.m., dark at 5:15.
They shouldn't.
And they never change. No daylight savings. It's awesome. Like, it is awesome. 5 a.m., it's light outside. And they're basically with us. They're, you know, they're obviously in Central America, but they're on the equator. So it gets pretty bad.
This
might be controversial, but this is just kind of the way I feel. I know that this is draft season. I know that during the Super Bowl and draft and football season and events like this, many people partake in snacks, chips, dips, grill, all that. It's one of the great things that accompany football. But I just... There's a dip that I think just gets too much A-list treatment that I don't think belongs on the A-list, and I don't think it belongs to be as frequently seen as it is. Spinach artichoke dip, like, what are we doing?
Like, I like it.
I mean, really, though, does it really have to be like the third dip? Like, it's like queso, salsa, spinach artichoke dip?
I wouldn't put it third.
Like, what are we doing?
No, I wouldn't put it third.
Like, come on. Get that off the damn appetizer. It's on like 75% of appetizer menus. There's no way that that's valid. Get it off.
I have a theory on that. I think
crap out of here.
I think people think it's cool to eat. Oh, it's spinach artichoke. Oh, artichokes.
I think
artichokes,
that's
huh?
what it is.
Hey, now we're getting fancy.
But what? But
give me good old fashioned white trash French onion over that
all day.
All day long.
You're telling me that French onion dip or sour cream dip or something wouldn't be more popular than spinach artichoke?
But it's not
like,
as
what
cool
are we doing?
It's not as cool to say. And
I mean, how tired of it do you get? Do you really eat a whole thing of spinach artichoke? It's like three chips.
And you have
you're
to
done.
Put it on crackers, not chips.
And you're done.
Right?
And the because the chip will crack. I just don't get the spinach artichoke.
To be fair,
type of thing.
I like it. It's not top three.
I eat some and somebody else get it.
Yeah,
I'm not paying for it.
Yes, exactly. I wouldn't put it in my top three by any stretch.
It's just too seen. Mm-hmm. Way too seen. Watch this. Some places have it and don't even have queso.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of feel bad about this, but I'm not going to change my mind. I think the Astros are done. I think it's incredibly early, man, but they're done because there's no way out of this. Like, the pitchers they have are not going to miraculously get better. Verlander's going to be okay. Fromber, maybe, maybe not. The farm system, the prospects they have near the majors, there's none. We had a Forrest Whitley signing while I was gone, man.
Forrest Chump.
I mean, I was like, what's going on here? And they're not going to go over the luxury, spend more on the luxury tax. Like, I normally am the guy that says, oh, no. You got to wait till Memorial Day, then July 4th, and All-Star break, and then Labor Day. Those are your points in time. Nah, man. I really feel they're done. Like, they're done. It ain't going to get better. Because there's nowhere for it.
Division's not good, though.
That's the only thing. But, and I could be
wild card is a far-fetched thought.
Yes.
Just based on what we thought and what we see right now.
If you're saying it's early, where are they going to get better? How are they going to get better? A big ask.
Health. Even just Fromber and Verlander naturally make you a little bit better.
Yeah.
Right? Hunter Brown, man. Yeah.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, what's going on with him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Done? Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I'm $100 poor at least a couple times a year now. I am in on the Ryan Garcia is saving boxing train. So from now on, whenever that dude is fighting, I will buy the pay-per-view. It's very nice to be here. I very much look forward to perhaps being back in on boxing. I feel like this guy's the face of boxing. I feel like he's entertaining, and I feel like he could save boxing. And it was cool to see CJ Stroud and a lot of the Texans embrace the party. Speaking of the party, that's Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop. There's something that needs to be embraced, and it could come at not one, but two parties this week. We'll talk about it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, so two parties this week. Lots of passion I'm anticipating. We got the party tomorrow, the draft party at the Post, 713 Music Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Texans, they're not releasing their uniforms. I guess they're celebrating the release of their uniforms.
I must be. Like, it kind of changed. That's not what I thought.
It's not the release. It's a celebration of the release.
Yeah.
After the pre-release and the release before that and the release before that and the release before that. So
And all the leaks.
So it's the party for our release.
Correct.
Okay.
Good for us because it's going to be released as we're coming on the air. Tomorrow. Then we're going to have Callahan on at 11. So
there's going to be a bash.
Good for the loopholes.
Yeah, yes. There's going to be a lot of reaction here.
Mm-hmm.
Some good, some bad. Which is great.
Yeah.
I think it's great to have the passion of fans.
Yes.
I think there's an increase in people that are going to defend the Texans to the death. And I don't think that would have been the case had they done this or had they released these things 2 years ago. So I think that's an awesome thing that... Yeah. No matter what these uniforms look like, there's a portion of people that would defend them no matter what.
Yes.
Also think it's good that you have some fans who are on board and some fans who are not. So I enjoy that as well. Then we're going to have the draft. No party on Thursday because they don't have a pick. And then on Friday, there's going to be a draft party. And that always...
It's always good.
That is always where the most passionate, perhaps irrational reaction occurs is at draft parties. Last year, it was more of a celebration because you drafted number two overall and you drafted number three overall.
Last year was great.
And then this year, you're going to have a situation where there's a lot of hopes, there's a lot of expectations, and there's going to be passion there. I think it's really good just to take a step back and remove ourselves from the, you know, the uniforms are this or the uniforms are that or the draft is this and draft is that, and just kind of acknowledge that it is very nice that good, healthy, agree, disagree nature is back when it comes to the Houston Texans and it comes to football in this town and just how much people have been starving for it.
It's awesome. And last year was amazing. This year is going to be it's so much fun because let's start with the uniform party, celebration, whatever it is. The Texans really can't lose. Now we can have our opinions. We can think the uniforms are this or that, but the Texans as an organization cannot lose. People are going to purchase new gear. They want, whether they like it or not, with a team this good, they're going to want to represent that team on the field, and they're going to want to get with hats and koozies and koozies. Where'd that come from?
Everybody likes a koozie.
Hats and you know what? What hoodies is what I was looking at.
Do you use koozies at the bar?
Not at the bar. Usually at my house.
Okay. I could easily see you being a koozie at the bar.
No, usually at my house or down.
Got a koozie
or down on the beach. They can't lose with that.
Figgy's a koozie at the bar guy, aren't you?
Fiscally.
Nah, you lucky to see me with a beer.
Yeah, fiscally they can't lose. Here's where it gets interesting with the celebration.
Hardo.
They're still going to be judged like crazy. And I'm worried that because of all the hurdles that they had to go through and all the leaks and all the bad press.
But they'll get a lot of support.
Press, bad reviews.
They'll get a lot of support.
They'll get a lot, but I'm worried that it's going to be much more negative than positive.
Which means nothing. It's uniforms.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going to win.
We've seen very, very costly criticism where the criticism is, I mean, it's the criticism that they've gotten recently, a lot of it has been to the point where you don't even think you can function as an NFL franchise. If the thing that people are most upset about is what uniforms look like, I think it kind of speaks
to also a win.
How far things have come here.
Yeah, that's also a win. It's going to work. The problem with the uniform reveal and everything, if it is a problem, like I said, they're going to make a lot of money off of it, is just the sentiment that it's going to be and the reputation it's going to have if it's not universally approved, you know, liked or whatever.
It's not going to be universally liked. It's not an if. Yeah. You know this, John.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. But I'm saying it could be heavily negative.
Just admit you hate the uniforms.
I don't. No,
just admit it.
No, I'm going to tell you.
This is what I want.
I've told you a bunch of times. I'm going to judge
them. Just admit you
don't
like them.
I'm going to tell you what I think when I see them again. And that's going to be tomorrow.
Okay, so you've avoided them.
At 10 a.m. right here. I'm not going to tell you what I think. What I am going to tell you is there's going to be a storyline that's going to involve Amy Adams Strunk that I think is going to really kind of weigh into and factor into all this. Like, people are going to say we could have had this, this, and this if it wasn't for Amy Adams Strunk. That's what I think is going to happen. And it might be accurate. She's so petty. I mean, I'm gonna
Amy Adams stank.
Yeah, she's just so petty. Like, to try to put a, you know, whatever it seems like she did, try to put a hitch in some other organization.
So what did you want? Did you want
it's not a matter of what I wanted. It's what they were limited to do. Like, because of Amy Adams, there were limitations. Well, that's petty. That's pettiness. That's stupid. Go worry about your own team and your mayonnaise-eating quarterback. I mean, come on.
So did you want full Oilers uniforms?
I didn't know what I wanted. I thought I wanted the uniform involved, but it doesn't matter. They were limited in what they could do. They were limited in what they could do because of her. That's the problem I have. Like, keep your eye on your own damn paper, you know? You tell me these teams don't have similar colors in the NFL? Across the board, a lot of teams have similar colors. everywhere. Yeah.
No, you, look, look, you are right. It is just a uniform. But what I'm saying is, how petty of her to worry and try to cause trouble because of a uniform.
It's just a uniform, man.
I get it.
Could it be a good thing, though?
How?
That, I mean, you can still, polarizing, like,
man.
You can still do other stuff with, like, the merch and stuff like that.
Oh, not, hell yeah.
Not necessarily on the field uniform.
Right. No, I think that's where they're going to win the most. They're gonna be able to have, like, whatever uniform you want, whether it is an all kind of H-Town blue uniform or something else. You're going to be able to get it in the shop. They're just not going to be able to wear it.
The bottom line is, it's really just, it's the CJ, Will Anderson, Tank Dell, Nico Collins uniform, in that they're going to really be what makes it cool. Because this is a very bandwagon-friendly team right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if they go out there and ball out, then it could automatically become one of the coolest uniforms that there is.
Yeah.
That there is. And the thing that matters the most, the main thing, as they say, is there.
I like one of the, we're getting about a bunch of texts on this. I like this one. I'm going to rock the one I like the most. That's healthy. You know, yeah, there's going to be like four options.
Yeah.
Rock the one you like the most.
Okay. We know which one you like the most.
You think you do.
No, we do. Released last week, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That
black helmet.
Oh, you like the helmet.
That
like
old English helmet. Lettering?
Yes, you do.
So you think my people like that old English lettering?
I think you like that old English, man. I can see you in that.
Yeah. I could actually see me in one of those, too. I liked it.
Yeah.
In fact, that was one of the ones I said to you guys that I liked when we were there.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I did, right, Figgy?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I said I do. No, I said I do like the alternate.
I think that got covered up by your other comments.
Yeah, well, the other comments were pretty on point, I thought.
Who's performing at this party tomorrow? Do we know?
Oh, it's H-Town Legends or H-Town's own, or how'd they announce it? They didn't say who.
They said H-Town artists. I'm sure Paul Wall will be there,
mm-hmm.
right?
Is Paul he? Wall, yeah. Slim Thug.
Yeah. That's it?
I don't know. Is this official? Me guess, no, it's not.
Oh, okay.
They just covered up, said H-Town artists.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. Paul Wall just tweeted out that he wants to know when he can buy the merchandise. He's got his credit card ready.
I saw that.
He's got his credit card ready.
I don't think he's going to have to pay.
I think you're going to get it for free there, bud.
I don't think he's going to have to pay for a lot.
I don't think you're going to have to pay a nickel.
Yeah.
So it says surprise H-Town artists.
Surprise.
That's what it was. Surprise.
Yeah, surprise H-Town artists.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There we go. What if it's like huge?
I mean, I think Paul Wall and Slim Thug is huge. What are you trying to say?
Even
I mean, you're just really trying to take
even,
the people
even,
off today.
Even bigger. Even bigger.
Who's the biggest artist
Who's
they
bigger
can
than that?
Put on that stage?
Well, you think Beyonce is going
to
show up?
No, but I'm trying to think like who would be bigger? You tell me.
You tell me.
They're big. They're not that big.
I'm just asking. I mean, what do you want, Taylor Swift up there?
Is she from Houston?
No. Where is she from? She was created in a lab, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, I never knew where she was from.
Where is Taylor Swift from?
Where is she from?
She was created in a lab.
She's got to be.
Did you see that stupid crap she was doing last week? You want to talk about too much hype?
About what?
We're giving the Texans a hard time.
On her new drop?
Dude, yeah. She had She had like a little like exhibit that was like the size of a bedroom. And it had clues in it.
I did see that.
So there was like a mailbox that had six things open. So they were saying that was like six tracks. There was like a typewriter and all that. There was a 5-hour line for people to go see this leading up to her album, just for clues about what was going on with this album. And then the album drops. I think she's going to sell 2 million this week. If
she
I'm
on
not mistaken.
Pace to sell two million the first week.
Yeah. I don't think she's real.
She's from Reading, West Reading, Pennsylvania.
I don't think she's real.
She's a
Never got
a Steelers fan.
I think she's a plant.
No, you think she's a bot?
No, I think she's a plant.
Industry plant.
I think she's a plant.
Nah. You think she's AI?
I think she's a plant, and she got like so perfectly placed here to where mm-hmm. they just increased the popularity so much to where everybody felt like they needed to get on board with it, and now all of a sudden everyone's following it, and like her power is like so crazy to where people are going and waiting 5 hours to look at some stupid ass clues before her stuff. Why are people so weird? That's weird, man.
People are weird.
I mean, I've done some weird stuff. Man,
no,
you're not even sitting
weird.
Out there for the album. You're sitting out there to look at a one bedroom apartment of clues.
Yeah,
that's just mind control.
That's not real. That's not like liking. That's not going and waiting in line for the Yeezys or the Jordans or the iPhone or concert tickets. That's just weirdo stuff,
man. That is mind control.
Something's going on there. No, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be Mr. Conspiracy Theory, but this Taylor Swift stuff's just too weird to me.
I think she's just that big.
And I don't know how this happened.
She's just
that big. Did y'all listen to the album?
Hell no. I've heard some songs, and I'm like, whoa, this is it?
Did you figure?
I heard the Post Malone song.
Yeah, that was the very first
song.
That's
the one
I heard that one.
Yeah, that's the one.
I got the three, and I was just like, nah, it's Friday.
What was it called?
Fortnite.
Yeah, Fortnite.
I heard that one.
Yeah. And I heard that.
It's actually not that bad.
I mean, is it a jam? Or is it just something you put on in the background? No, it's something you put on in the background.
Exactly. Yeah. I have a problem with that. I got the track three. It was like, it's Friday. I need something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 30 tracks on that album, too.
Yeah.
It's definitely a hell no for me.
Yeah. How many tracks?
It's like 30.
Dang.
Like 20. Yeah.
How much does it cost? How much does that cost on Apple? How much do you think Taylor Swift's album costs?
It got to be considered.
It ain't no $12.99.
It got to be about $19.99. About the double album.
I'm going to say $25.
I'm going to say $19.99.
How much?
$25.
iTunes Store. Let's see. Taylor Swift.
Yeah. You know it's going to be.
All right. Here it is right here. Taylor Swift new album. $15.
Okay. Yeah, 15. That's a little higher than usual.
Yeah, 15. That's fair.
How badass is it that you just wake up one day and say, you know what, I feel like making $1 million today. Okay, so you do something. And you can monetize it and you can make $1 million.
Yeah, that's her.
Just wake up and say, do I feel like making $1 million today or not?
It's crazy, man. It's a lot of hype.
Yes, I do.
A lot of hype. Just a notch below the hype, the Texans uniform release.
Right up there with
Taylor Swift album, yep. Texans uniform release. Yep. Hopefully they sell 2 million pieces of merchandise as well, because the merchandise is going to be sick.
It is going to be sick.
Coming up next, the NFL's wildest week is upon us, and there's a lot of things going on around here. Let's go around the league next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.